All right. Why don't we go ahead and go on the record? Good morning. So the time and place notice for a status and scheduling conference on docket number 14-35-140 in the matter of the review of electric service schedule number 38 and other related matters. My name is Jordan White, and I'll be acting as the presiding officer for this conference. Why don't we go ahead and take appearances? And let me just say this before we do that. I mean, certainly this is a scheduling conference. It is on the record, but you know, to the extent that you know parties have input who aren't at the table who are attorneys, I mean, you know, that's fine. But we'll just kind of invite you to maybe come up to the microphone at some point if you have input otherwise. But why don't we just go ahead around and we'll take appearances starting over here with Mr. Olson.
Rex Olson on behalf of the Office of Consumer Services. And Michelle Beck is the witness.
Patricia Schmidt and Justin Jetter with the Attorney General's Office for the Division. And our witness today is Dr. Artie Pell.
Yvonne Hogel on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power. And with me here today is Paul Clements.
Sophie Hayes on behalf of Utah Clean Energy, and I did not bring a witness.
Good morning. Sharon Bertelson from Ballard's Bar on behalf of ScotTech Solar North America.
Gary Dodge for SunEdison.
And I don't intend to be, you know, swearing your witnesses today. I don't know if we'll have that be an office, so I don't think we'll get in that area, but so everyone's clear on that. So before we proceed, I think some background maybe kind of helpful to kind of set the table of where we've gone and where we need to head and in what direction. This talk was opened back in October of 2014 to address several issues related to Pacific Core's Schedule 38. These issues include one, Pacific Core's avoided cost input changes. Two, Pacific Core's capacity contribution study for wind and solar resources, which the commission ordered Pacific Core to perform in docket 12-35-100. And three, various potential process and or tariff changes related to Schedule 38. So far, the commission's hosted several technical conferences with the understanding that parties would convene here today and meet up and come up with a path forward in terms of process, schedule, et cetera, including potential dates for rounds of testimony, potential hearing, discovery, et cetera. On January 9th, 2015, Pacific Core filed a motion for expedited approval of the capacity contribution study, including the related capacity contribution values and the immediate implementation of those values and discontinuance of the current interim values that are in place. So I filed an amended notice essentially to inform parties that we're going to address that motion along with the existing question of schedule for the 140 docket. So with all that being said, I guess I'll turn to Rocky Mountain Power, Ms. Hogel, to maybe potentially address the motion for expedited approval of the study and whether you have a chance to discuss with other folks, et cetera, I guess.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yesterday, the parties met to discuss primarily the schedule for consideration of the company's capacity contribution study. There was really no in-depth discussion about the motion, so parties were able to agree on a tentative schedule that would have us at hearings around the middle of June. Having said that, the company requests that we move ahead with consideration of its motion filed on January 9th, 2015. The company continues to believe that its capacity contribution values should replace the temporary values that were put in place by the commission. It is the company's belief that of the language in the order in 12035-100 appears to confirm the company's understanding that upon filing its capacity contribution values with specific company data, and assuming the company used either the CF method or the ELCC method, that the commission would put in place then the company's capacity contribution values. Based on that, the company would continue to recommend for an expedited schedule for the motion, and I see no reason why we can't use what's set forth in the statutes with respect to how to handle that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. So before I turn to responses from, I guess, the parties, I guess, so let me just clarify. The parties have met, discussed a potential schedule, but yet you still, but I guess the motion, you wanted to leave that in play, meaning that there's still a question of whether or not the schedule you've tentatively agreed to is going to accommodate the expedited consideration of that, or?
Correct. I believe that the schedule that we tentatively agreed to yesterday was scheduled to actually litigate and consider whether the capacity contribution study is approved and whether the CF method values that are in that study replace the interim values or the temporary values. So it is a company's understanding that that schedule would then result in a final approval of the capacity contribution study. The motion is different. The motion is a request for the commission to immediately replace its currently temporary values ordered under the 12035-100 docket with the company's CF method values, which were the result of the study. And so the motion would then, pending the finalization of the motion or the commission's decision on the motion, the temporary values that are approved under the 12035-100 docket would still be in place. However, immediately upon a commission decision, then the company's values would, assuming that the commission sides or agrees with the company, then the CF method values that are in the capacity contribution capacity contribution study would replace the currently existing temporary values. And the schedule for that was agreed to yesterday tentatively would then continue on its own path. And at the finalization of that process, then the commission would make a decision on the final values that would result or that would be approved pursuant to the capacity contribution.
Jordan, could I interrupt for a minute? Could we have a few minutes off the record and without you? Because we don't have a schedule. What the company is saying now is 100% different from what they said yesterday. We agreed to a schedule that did not include the motion, but rather a resolution on the merits. If they now change their mind, we don't have any proposal. But I didn't come prepared to argue it today because as of yesterday, we had it settled. I'd like to hear why the company's done a 180-degree flip-flop and understand if we have any kind of agreement on anything or not.
Yeah, let's before we go off the record and we will take a brief recess, it would be helpful too because I don't want to, it sounds like you need to resolve some other things with parties, but I'm still a little bit, and possibly because I'm obtuse, but I'm still not clear on the nexus between the schedule for actually considering the study and then kind of an implementation of the, immediately, and then would that be, so I guess what I'm saying is, I think further discussion amongst the parties for a minute would be helpful, because I'm still a little bit hazy, so anyway, why don't we go ahead and go off the record, and if someone wants to come grab me when it's appropriate, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, got us. We have the game here.
Yeah,
we're good? Okay. Oops. Not sure if this is on or not.
Is there something we push over?
No, we need to actually, let me go grab. Hold on a second. All right, we go back on the record. Okay, so I don't know if there's a, someone has been volunteered to be a spokesperson. I know there was a discussion when we last left about off the record, but is there someone who wants to address kind of where we left it, or if there's been any further discussion? Ms. Sogel?
I suppose I can continue. The parties agreed to an expedited schedule yesterday.
Okay.
And so we all have, we all landed on dates that were acceptable to us with hearings on or about the middle of June, and we support that schedule.
Okay. So before we go into a discussion on schedule, so let's harken back to this. Is there still an issue of the what you addressed before about the pending motion? And I mean, how does that fit into that, I guess, the schedule for approval or review or what have you?
Our position is that the expedited schedule that was agreed to yesterday addresses the company's request for an expedited schedule on the motion. Thus, the motion still stands. However, we've agreed to a schedule for final resolution of the company's capacity contribution study, in addition to other Schedule 38 issues.
So it sounds like that the same issues or requests are at play. It's just that the there would be a schedule to address that you guys have agreed to in for this talk. In other words, we would have a separate. I mean, I understand that under the rules, there's a based upon the filing date of the motion, that there's a response, replies, etc. That essentially would be moot if based upon the current schedule. Is that right?
That is the company's understanding.
Is that?
It is, and I think what we've agreed to do is basically accelerate the final and the sort of interim approach into a schedule, just one schedule.
Okay.
So there won't be a request to enter interim values. It will be a request to enter final values, whatever you determine in that period.
So let me ask you this. Would we understand this docket is it kind of has omnibus issues with related to Schedule 38? Does that mean that we would phase this, or how? I mean, how would we, what's the most orderly way to proceed with the other
issues? Let us tell you the schedule, and then that will become clear.
Okay, who's the schedule spokesperson?
Let me do that. I'm happy
sure.
To. Here is our proposal that the initial testimony filing date on April 28th be set for purposes of responding to the company's capacity contribution study and proposal, and for filing any testimony by any party affirmatively proposing that the commission adopt something different with respect to Schedule 38, either in terms of timing, process, or calculation of QF values, QF pricing. So April 28th would be both responsive to the company's filing and any direct testimony by any party that wanted to propose that the commission adopt something new.
Okay, so that day, does that include all non-company parties, or is that, I mean...
All parties including the company.
Okay, because you may have proposed tariff changes as well. Okay, so that makes sense, I think. Okay, April 28th.
And then we propose a technical conference on May 6th, if that works for the commission. The purpose of that technical conference would be for any party who makes an affirmative proposal on capacity contribution that has technical components like the companies, would then meet and explain their proposal in a technical conference.
So that's one that would be conducted by not the company, but whomever, and how, so who,
yes.
So is that, I guess I'm just trying to wonder, who do we need to designate today, who's actually going to be conducting that, or is that yet to be determined? Is that going to be Sun Edison, or?
I would recommend you actually just ask the division to conduct it. And then if it turns out nobody makes an affirmative proposal that requires it, we would request that it be stricken. But otherwise, we would meet, and anyone who did make a proposal would support it at that technical conference, or would explain it, I should say.
Okay, let me just look at that date, look at here, maybe that's... Looks like that's open. What are we thinking about in terms of time for... How long would it be for that?
Should we say 9:30 or something that morning? We don't have the legislature at that point, so why don't we say 9:30?
Okay. Kind of a to be determined, but at this point we'll ask the division to kind of leave the discussion, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
and then the next testimony filing date would be May 28th. And that would be testimony filed in response to any testimony filed on April 28th. And then the last round of testimony would be on June 11th, and that would be testimony in response to testimony filed on May 28th. And the proposed hearing dates, obviously contingent upon the commission's schedule, would be June 16th and June 17th. And I should say, in the interim, we have settlement meetings planned to try and narrow and limit the issues that actually have to go to hearing. But of course, that won't be in the scheduling order per se.
Okay, so let me look at those hearing dates. So just, and before I do that, so, I mean, is it safe to say these are, I mean, do we not want to call them rebuttals to rebuttal just because of the nature of the fact that they're, is it just, do you just want to call them testimony because they are responsive?
No, it's rebuttal, sir.
Okay.
Or you can use responsive reply, whatever you want. It's just that some of the testimony filed on May 28th, on April 28th will be responsive. It'll still be direct. So I think you can call it rebuttal and sir rebuttal.
Okay, that
I was just trying to be clear that that's what we're responding to is the last round of filing, whatever you want to call it all.
Okay. Can I look at the June 16th and 17th that we said?
Yes.
Let me, is it possible to move that date? And I ask that because I'm responsible for a meeting during that time. I don't know if I'll, is that a potential move date?
If you want to throw out some other days around that, we can certainly see. I have some flexibility in that.
What about the 23rd and 24th of June?
I believe we have, do we have the Rocky Mountain Power Deer Creek, is that?
Deer Creek is done, I think, in April. But we have net metering, we have...
Net metering is on the 25th.
The 25th of net metering.
Yeah, so 24th, you've got really nothing for Rocky. There's a Questar thing, an IRP tech conference on the 24th. I don't see anything for Rocky on the 23rd, 24th, but I could be wrong.
Have those been noticed, those Questar ones?
Because they may just play
because that would involve. I mean, it might not involve the same, but it's going to involve a lot of us.
Yeah, I think those are just placeholders right now. We could do the 22nd and 23rd.
I think the divisions.
Yeah, you know, I have dates here for 6/23/24, and I'm wondering why we didn't take those. I thought maybe somebody had something and not. Maybe here, but the company?
Right, that was our first proposal.
I don't remember why we walked away
from that.
I think it was our experts who would be witnesses in this case are elsewhere.
That's right. I think they said they had a hearing in
Wyoming. Or TAM or something.
So that whole week is out, or?
Well, I think because the 23rd and 24th, they're out, and then the 25th is something else. What's the 25th?
Net metering.
What about, is there other days on the week of the 15th that doesn't involve your meetings, or is that?
Well, I can, you know.
We did the 18th and 19th, maybe?
Is that possible?
I can't see that far. I didn't mean to do that to you. No, I can't see that.
Do you have a topic on the 19th?
I'm sure that Justin can be here. He and I have...
We can make that work.
We've made a deal.
So, 18th and 19th.
If that's better for you, I don't know.
It's the national conference that you're doing the next week, isn't it?
Well, no, it's that week, but I'll be done. But why don't we do that? That's not very good.
Can we squish the time between rebuttal and surrebuttal, and then move the hearing up?
I think that'll be.
The hearing up to when?
Sometime the week of the 8th.
What about July? Is that too late?
That's too late.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we set it 18th and 19th? I may not hear it. I'm planning on it, but we can
look for the week of the 8th, but parties aren't meaningful for that.
No, 18th and 19th, that's fine. 18th and 19th, let's do that. 18th and 19th, that's actually better. I'd rather just deal with that after, that's a great thing. Okay, so let me review the dates. Were there any other dates that we used?
That was all.
Okay. So, we have on April 28th, we have testimony or responsive testimony to the study, along with testimony proposing tariff changes, et cetera, whatever kind of tariff changes or what have you from parties, including your company. On May 6th, there'd be a tech conference beginning at 9:30 to noon. And this would be any parties that have an alternative proposal to the contribution, capacity contribution study. The division will conduct that technical conference. On May 28th, rebuttal testimony in response to the April 28th testimony and or tariff proposal changes. I guess it'd be a combination of a rebuttal testimony and whatever, essentially responding to those proposals on the 28th. And then on June 11th, surrebuttal testimony, again, responsive to the whatever was filed on the 28th of May, hearing on June 18th and 19th. What about discovery?
We actually didn't discuss that. I assume with the normal 21-10.
Is that okay?
So 21 calendar to the 28th?
Right.
And 10 calendar to from the 29th of the to the
May
to June 11th to up to June 11th?
14,
huh? So 14, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say 10 sounds a little... So 14 from May 29th to June 11th?
Or to 5/28.
Oh, yeah, 5/28.
Yeah.
And I would suggest 10 there. It'll mostly be your discovery, perhaps, or but because there's only a month, we might want a fairly quick turnaround.
That's quick
time, I think. 10, right? 10. So 21 calendar days until 4/28, and then 10 calendar days from 29th. From 4/29 to the May 28th.
Right. And then I would propose 5 best efforts from the 28th through the 11th because it's a fairly short period.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that sound?
That's okay with people.
Does that sound okay? Okay. So just so I'm clear, this is going to address, this will take care of the and related matters, right? This is, there's no, we don't even have to have the separate phase, right? This is the whole. Okay.
So as I understand it, we will not be replying to the motion that was filed, is that correct?
In fact, one way to potentially deal with it is to say that the motion is granted and here's the expedited schedule or something like that. The request for expedition is granted, here's the schedule, here are all issues.
I guess the question, what's that?
No, obviously.
Okay. Let me think about that for a second. We could do that, but there are some different pieces to the motion rather than just, it's not just an expedited schedule, it's, you know, immediate implementation, things like that. So I don't know if...
There's some question about exactly what was requested, but at least as to the expedited part of it. And then you could indicate the other issues will be subsumed within the schedule.
I'm a bit hesitant to put words in the company's mouth, and would it be reasonable for you guys to file something saying that, you know, the company, you know, with respect to the motion, the company has conferred with the parties and this is the current plan or whatever. I'm just a little bit nervous about, I mean, you have a motion out there with, you know, and I don't want to resolve it in ways that you had not intended, I guess. Does that sound reasonable to file something like that? Or, I mean, I guess I could deal with it in this scheduling order, which is a little bit, I don't know if that's the right mechanism for that. Ideas? I mean, I guess we could walk through again what your expectations are, what the resolution of that motion is. And then we can take that into consideration with respect to whatever type of order we issue on that motion. That's one option. Or again, we could just file something saying, we filed this motion, this is the current, you know, agreement among the parties, or, you know, I'm thinking out loud here, obviously.
The division's concern is that we would like it explicit that the company is not seeking to have interim rates granted during this pending schedule. And I would just like that to be explicit.
Okay, and that sounds like it's the case, but so let's talk about what makes sense and do. I mean, again, there's, you know, we could go over it again, and we could have a verbal understanding, then I could issue something in response to that. But again, I think it may be more helpful, just I would prefer to have, whether it's a company or a joint stipulate or something like that.
You see, that slightly may complicate their lives, but I'm wondering if you would be comfortable issuing an order that said, you know, order on company's motion and setting expedited schedule.
Yeah.
And then saying, you know, the motion was heard in response to the motion, this is the schedule we'll follow on all issues, all other issues in the motion will be decided on the schedule.
Yeah, that probably makes sense, but so can we just, now that we're on the record, we be clear on them, what is, so the expectation is that we have a schedule established to address the motion for an expedited schedule, and we just need to be explicit I don't know if I call it a denial, but the understanding is that those...
joint stipulation.
It's a stipulation.
It's a joint stipulation. Yeah.
That the current study values would not be implemented until resolution of the study agreed to in this docket.
That is what we agreed to.
Is that right? I mean, if you want to take a second, that's why, again, I'm a little bit hesitant just to put, unless I know exactly what the agreement is. You want to take a minute, or?
Yes.
Okay, let's go off the record and just take a minute. And just to get, feel free to grab me. We all here? Let's go ahead and go back on the record. So do you have maybe a potential stipulated or, you know, stipulation to propose, or?
We do, and if it's all right, I'll word it. I'll say the wording I've come up with, and the other parties can say. What we'd like to stipulate on the record to what we think your order should be.
Sure.
It would read, we would suggest you, obviously, name it what you want. Yeah. That it's called something like order on Pacific Corridor motion, blah, blah, okay. And order setting expedited schedule.
Okay.
And then what we would propose as a stipulation is that in resolution of the company's motion, the parties agree to the following expedited schedule for resolution of all substantive issues in this docket.
For final resolution.
Final resolution is
okay. Is that, are the parties in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other matters that we need to address with respect to this topic? Yep. Okay, hearing none, I appreciate your willingness to work together and your patience, and we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.